And this pandemic is taking us to all kinds of unusual places. We've now learned that the people of the New York Stock Exchange, some of them have come down with the disease, so they're going to clear the New York Stock Exchange trading floors. They'll be emptied starting Monday, and they'll go with all electronic trading. On this crazy roller coaster for your investments, today was full of losses. The Dow, NASDAQ, S&P lost between 5% and 6.25%. Checking the early returns from Asia, Australia is up about 2%.
Joining us live now, Chris Detmer, founder of the Washington Wealth Group. Chris, let's start with this electronic trading next week. Has this been attempted before?
Yes, and there's been a lot of contingency plans. I listened to Stacey Cunningham's report to the world from the floor. As a result of 9/11 in particular, a lot of this has been rehearsed. There's 4 days to prepare, and I have no doubt that the exchange will work flawlessly on Monday.
Do they use not all electronic trading, but is there a lot of electronic trading going on that we just don't see on a regular basis?
Yeah, about 80%. It's an estimated number, but I believe I'm very close. 80% is already done electronically, 20% through the individuals we see walking on the floor. And so three-quarters plus of the market is already trading hands, even with those on the floor not there, but they're going to be in their respective places. This has been rehearsed. I have no doubt it'll be business as normal on Monday.
Chris, we've lost a lot so far. Most of the Trump-era gains are now gone. Do you have a feel, are we going to lose thousands and thousands of more points before this all bottoms out?
Well, it's interesting. The fear index, which is something technical called the VIX, it reached today the highest level, and it's only achieved this level twice before, the financial crisis and the crash of 1987. And that touched on that level briefly today. And what's happening is that assets of any kind are being sold because there's a huge demand for liquidity. And when that takes place, you basically can't fundamentally put a value on the fear that's taking place. And so it's anybody's guess when this does hit bottom. But today was the day, the third time ever that the VIX hit its maximum number in recorded history.
We are told that you are on the phone with your clients day and night these days. Without getting too specific, of course, what are you telling folks?
Well, we're telling people not to panic, even though it's a very difficult time. There's a lot of uncertainty. Everybody is concerning themselves with their health, their jobs, their families, and their portfolios. And this is a time to be very, very calm when it relates to your portfolio, because nobody makes a good decision when they're full of fear. And we say to people, if you're making a rash decision because you're fearful, we encourage people to talk out loud with what there is on their mind, make sure they have enough cash to get through the next 30-plus days, and basically stay calm, even though it's very, very challenging to do so.
Chris, we only have about 30 seconds left, but I am noticing a change among the advice that people are giving. It used to be that if you were right on the cusp of retirement, then you better get that money out and save what you can. But the new thinking seems to be, okay, you're 65 or 70. You still need that money for another 20, 30 years, hopefully. So don't panic. Is that what you're telling people as well?
Yeah, I think that you want to be visiting the plan that you set even before this came about. And if you don't have a plan, it's always a good idea to get started, and maybe this will motivate those people that may not have a plan. But this is the time to revisit what your plan is and seek the value of professional advice. We don't encourage anybody to do any rash decision making without the benefit of another person or two's opinion before you make your move.
All right, Chris, thanks so much for the insight and advice. That is Chris Detmer, founder of the Washington Wealth Group.